Italian Wine Podcast. Chin Chin with Italian Wine People.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Waller. Today's guest is Lamberto Spaghetti. Lamberto's winery is called Colle Ciocco, and it's located in the town of Montefalco, which is part of the Sacrentino di Montefalco region in Umbria in central Italy. Lamberto, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Give me a little bit of the history of your estate. Was it, obviously, it's got your Colle Ciocco. What does Colle Ciocco mean?
Colle Ciocco is toponymo of the area where is born the seller.
Okay, toponymo is like a place name. Yes, or in France, yes, like a lieu dit. So what makes, is it a hill then, Colle?
Colle, sì, il.
I say, so you're on a yes, little hill somewhere.
Yes, Ciocco is the olive plain.
Oh, really? Is it an Umbrian word for an olive tree?
Yes, I produce the oil and the wine.
How big is your olive grove? How many hectares?
9 hectares of the olive plain and 10 hectares of for the wine.
Do you have any other crops like cereals, cereali?
I produce 3 types of red wine, Sacrentino, Montefalco Rosso, and the desert, Sacrentino Desert.
A passito.
Passito,
yes. Do you make white wine?
3 types of white wine and 1 rosé. I produce 1 type of the wine is a blend. The base is Viognier and 40% Grechetto and 10% Chardonnay. The name of this wine is Clarignano. Clarignano is the name of the old actor. It's born in Montefalco.
Oh, he's a famous actor, was he?
Yes.
Okay. And what about red wines?
Red wines is Montefalco Rosso. Montefalco Rosso is a blend. The base is Sangiovese in 17%, 15% Sacrentino, other 50 is Merlot. It spend 1 year in the hook, medium 25 hectolitres, and 2 years in the bottle before to sell.
So what is your most important market? Is it the local market here with tourists, or do you have an international market?
Yeah, I ship in the wine in Canada, Toronto, in Luxembourg, Netherlands, Belgium, and many bottles in Germany, and in Japan.
For your vineyards, do you pick everything by hand, or do you pick by machine?
By hand, only by hand, and separate. The better grape is for the Sacrentino and the other for the table wine.
What is the terroir like where you are? You say Colle Ciocco is a hill, the olive, yes, olive tree hill. What is your altitude?
It is 420.
So that's quite high, isn't it?
It's at 1 mile from here.
1 mile from Montefalco itself?
From the square.
Obviously, this is the historic zone of Montefalco.
Yes, it's a very old history because it's medieval.
So what about the soil type? What soil type do you have on the hill? Is it sand? Is it clay? Is it a mix of sand and clay?
It's clay.
Is it difficult to work?
It's difficult to work because it's rich of the skin and
stones.
Yes, it's coming the stern during the summertime, and this is dangerous because the harvest of the Sacrentino is too late.
So is it difficult to work the soil if it rains?
During the summertime, it's not coming the rain. For the grapes is necessary, it's coming the rain one time each month about.
So for your Sacrentino, when you ferment your Sacrentino grapes, for your Sacrentino di Montefalco, are you fermenting in steel or concrete tanks, cement tanks, wooden vats?
Ferment in steel, only steel. After the fermentation, when it's clean, I put the Sacrentino in the wood. And remain for 2 years in the wood. And after returning the steel for to prepare with the put in the bottles. And remain for 3 years in the bottle. I don't sell the Sacrentino before 5 years.
So was this your family land, or are you from Umbria? Say Umbro.
Yes, it's not Umbria. It's from Montefalco.
Right, so you're Montefalco.
All the family of Montefalco.
So tell me about your parents. Were they they contadini? Did they grow wine?
Yes, my parents have the farm from 200 years about, and it remain every time in Montefalco. But my job before is another.
What was your career before you took over the family vineyard?
My job is Navy officer.
Really?
Military.
You have. Do have like a sailor's beard.
Yes,
I have to say.
I spent 40 years in the Navy. And when I come back in Montefalco, is my father, after 5 years did it, and right. I and my brothers
took over the vineyard.
Yes, the late vocation.
Yeah, for
me.
Sure, yeah. Do you miss the sea, though?
Yes, I stayed in 22 years in the ship, Garibaldi, Doria, and I stayed in around the world, New York during the Cuba crisis, in Sinai during the war, Israel and Egypt, in Jakarta when is the war with the Malaysia, and in Korea when is the crisis from North and the South Korea.
Were you always on the boat though? You didn't have to go on the land and start fighting, did you? Were you just observing during these conflicts? I mean, obviously the Cuba crisis, nothing in the end happened, but were you scared?
No.
No, seem very confident.
No, it's a young.
Crisis is fine.
Yes, in Cuba during the Cuba crisis, I stayed in Jacksonville near Mayport, and for 3 days the situation is not clear, very dangerous during the October 1962.
Yeah, the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yes.
When you came back to Italy, were you happy to take over the vineyard, or did you think, oh, I'd rather just enjoy my retirement and relax?
I come in Montefalco not for the wine, but just for the relax.
I mean, how difficult was it for you to change? Obviously, you're on a boat all of your life, traveling around, and obviously being in the military, you have certain things, you know, you obviously have to look after your uniform, but you have like you get given food and you have somewhere to live. When you come back to the vineyard, you can't control the weather.
Yes.
So that must be a bit of a stress.
See. Now is to check the weather is not difficult, easy, because there is the satellite and is easy. But I have many experience during my service in the sea.
Okay, for weather prediction.
Yes, when it is coming the window from north, is not dangerous. When it is coming the window from south, is dangerous.
Why? Because that can dry the grapes.
Yes.
You don't make a Sacrantino Passito, or no?
Yes, I make a Sacrantino Passito.
So how do you do that? When do you pick the grapes before you dry them?
Yes. I pick the grape just 10 days before the harvest.
Before the main harvest.
Yes,
yeah.
And when is the weather is the wind from is clear, the sun, when is the wind is from north, when is from the moon is down.
So no moon.
Yes.
So when you're picking your grapes for the Passito Sacrantino, you talked about the wind. Do you prefer the cold north wind or the warmer southern wind?
No, from north.
You want a cool wind?
And yes, and I pick the grape only in the late morning.
So late morning.
Or better in the afternoon. Because
why do you do it in the late morning though, when it's a bit warmer? So you want cold weather, but the warmest part of the day?
Yes, is
why?
Well, the woman, he take the case,
the
woman
box of grapes.
Is selection the grape to put in the room in up the cellar.
Okay, to dry the grapes even
yes,
more.
For 3 months, and I work the grapes during the Christmas time about.
So that's when you make the wine?
Yes.
So you dry them and you pick them in just before the main Sacrantino harvest, then you dry them inside and you press them around about Christmas, that would be December.
Yes, and the remaining for the fermentation depends on the sugar, but about 15 days.
What do you drink your Sacrantino with? What is your favourite abbinamento, favourite
yes,
dish?
Yes,
I'm smiling. When I asked that question, your face lit up.
I prefer to drink the Sacrantino desert wine with the cheese, pecorino, gorgonzola.
So pecorino is a sheep's cheese. Gorgonzola is a blue cheese. A little
blue
spicy.
Cheese, blue cheese, yes.
Okay, and what about the normal Sagrantino? Just the Sagrantino di Montefalco normale, just the straight. What is your favorite dish with that?
I prefer with the lamb roast, with the lamb roast,
roast
with
lamb.
The wild pork,
wild
with ribbon stick, or truffle. This is the Sagrantino. The Sagrantino is very important wine. It requires a strong taste.
So when you say important wine, you mean it's quite a strong, it's a big wine, it's a hefty wine, that's what you mean. And so interesting, all the dishes you've chosen are all local dishes. So, you know, you have a lot of wild boar here, yeah?
Yes.
So T-bone steak, also in Italy, they call it the Fiorentina, no?
Fiorentina, bistecca okay. La Fiorentina.
So, and the, okay. The last one was truffle.
Yes.
So, I mean, when you say truffle, do you mean like a dish of pasta with some truffle shaped on the top?
The truffle with the pasta asciutta or the lamb with the truffle.
Lamb with truffle.
Lamb and truffle.
So when you were, just go back to a minute ago, when you were in the Navy, was the food good or terrible?
No, good.
Oh, Italian boat has to be good. You think the English good Navy would be eating good. Terrible food.
Good.
The French Navy, they'd have 5-star cuisine. The Italian sailors would have 7-star cuisine. So what were your favourite dishes on the in the Navy? What were the dishes that the crew, that the Navy people loved on the boat?
The Sagrantino is not good with the fish.
Okay.
But only with the meat.
Do you make a white wine?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
just tell me again about your white wine.
My white wine is with the Grechetto and the Viognier.
Oh, really? Okay.
Viognier. Or Trebbiano Spoletino is autochthone grape for Montefalco Bianco, DOC, and 24% of Viognier, because I like Viognier.
Viognier. Why do you like Viognier?
Viognier is very good grapes for blend.
So that's a blend of Viognier and Spoletino?
Yes.
So what is a good dish for that?
With the fish or with the white meat.
So when you say fish though, do you mean oily fish, sea fish or...
Sea fish.
Freshwater fish?
Sea fish.
So give me an example of a sea fish that is good with your Spoletino Viognier.
It is a bluefish or langoustine.
Which is lobster?
Yeah, yes.
You have very, I'm glad to see you're a man with very exotic tastes. He's smiling a lot. Okay, and then with, so that was the Spoletino and Viognier. So what is a good...
Is different. I prefer Clarignano, is Grechetto and Viognier with the fish or for aperitif. And Trebbiano and Viognier with the white meat and softer cheese. Mozzarella.
Buffalo mozzarella.
Buffalo mozzarella. Buffalo, okay.
And any other soft cheeses?
Is blue cheese but not strong. Oro, stracchino.
So just one final question. When you were in the Navy, you weren't the cuoco, no? You weren't the chef?
No.
No, okay,
no,
you
no.
weren't.
No. I am the officer for the commander.
Really?
Yes.
You were the commander of the ship?
Commander of the ship.
So how many men were on your ship?
It depends of the ship. The minesweeper is 70 sail, and the crew is 70. But the cruiser is 400, 450.
That's a huge responsibility.
Bad time, yes.
Yeah, so, well, it sounds like a good time.
Okay, thank you.
But I mean, obviously, what's interesting about your previous job is you have to really, really understand the weather. The weather is the absolutely primordial thing for the safety of your men and, obviously, of course, for you as well as the military stuff. And now that you've come back onto, we say, terra firma, the land, the weather is also incredibly important for wine growing. In the morning when you get up, I imagine the first thing you do
is the weather forecast. Yes, I see the weather, and today is good day, but I see the afternoon the day before. Okay, tomorrow is good weather and is the time for the harvest, the grape or the olive.
Let's just talk about what are the main winds, eventi, that traverse the Montefalco area. Are there different winds? What are they called?
Scirocco.
The Scirocco.
Is Tramontana.
Tramontana.
Libeccio.
Libeccio.
Libeccio, Grecale.
Grecale.
And Maestrale.
Maestrale.
Ostro.
Ostro. Oh, more winds than I thought. Okay, so tell me about these. So what is the Tramontana?
Tramontana is coming from north.
So that's the mountain wind.
Yes. Scirocco. Scirocco. It's coming from Syria.
North Africa.
Yes, North Africa. Or Libya.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's a Scirocco. That's a hot wind. So you have the Tramontana, which is a cold north wind. Scirocco, which is a cold
hot. Maestrale is coming from France.
Really?
Yes. Magistrale is coming from France.
Okay, I get it. And then the next one?
Grecale is coming from Greece.
And the final wind?
Ostro is coming from west.
And which is the best? Obviously, Scirocco is good. It can dry the grapes.
It's good when is the wind from north. Maestrale and Tramontana.
So they're your two favourite ones. Why?
Because it's not that there is the humidity. It's the fresh.
It's the cool wind.
Yes, the grape good when it's not hot. In Sicily, he pick the grape during the night, because during the day it's too hot.
Just tell me again, why do you like the wine from the north? Is that because it cools the grapes down in the late season?
Because the Tramontana is a dry wind.
Okay.
It's not heavy, the humidity.
Ah, so you avoid
and
rot.
And the humidity is not good. And it's fresh.
It's cool.
But, yes, cold. The window is much humidity, is hot, very hot.
So when it's
and
hot,
the grape, when is to put the grape in the case, is starting the fermentation.
So you like the cool north wind, the Tramontana, the mountain wind.
Yes.
What you don't want is a humid, warm wind, because that will cause rot and will cause premature fermentation. Okay, so I want to say thanks very much to Lamberto Spaghetti from Colicciocco. Listen, if the wine career doesn't work out, you'd make a great weatherman, a great TV weatherman on the TV. You know the TV what I'm talking about, yeah?
Yes. Thank you. And if you want, you come in the cellar for to tasting the wine, the Sacrantino. And we have the good restaurant in Rome, in
I'm sure you do.
In Berlin.
Your wines are in some of the top restaurants.
In Rome, in Navona Square, have three steps, three scalini. In Prati, I have the Gracchi. I Gracchi, a good restaurant where it's possible to eat the fish and the meat, or in Pantheon, l'Osteria del Sostegno, o in Berlin, in Berenstrasse, Sacrantino Wine Bar, in Netherlands, and in Belgium.
I want to say thanks to Lamberto Spaghetti from Colicciocco, winery in Montefalco. Fascinating change of career from sailing the seven seas to ending up in making Sacrantino in Montefalco. Thanks very much, Lamberto, for coming. It's been fascinating.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's great.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.